Toad House.
Man, you ever thought about streaming? You ever thought about doing that?
Man, look, I can be good on this podcast. I can be good and safer broadcasting, especially since we get to edit it afterward.
Yeah.
But if I'm like put on a live stream, I know I'm gonna fuck up and just get absolutely canceled. And then it's gonna become we need to find out where he works. And then it's gonna become, you know, where does he shop for groceries? And you know, implying I get famous for anything. And that's the other half of it. And that was actually something I was gonna bring up later. It's like the problems with it. You know, what happens to these people after they kind of blow up, and so on and so forth. It's gonna kind of dip the toe into the streaming lifestyle. But I have thought about it. I have thought about it quite a bit because I watch these people and I'm like, man, I feel like I could do this, but I don't know though. I'm afraid I'll get on there one night because it's not illegal, or it's not like Twitch doesn't care if you drink. It's if you show yourself getting fucked up and, you know, all that. That's what they kind of frown on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's people that do it, like Pay Money Webby does it almost weekly. He gets on there and he holds up the fucking bottle and you can see him drinking it straight. It's like, well, yeah, there you go. Some people can get away with things. It's probably because he has 27,000 subscribers.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, he pulls down like 100K a month just in subs.
Gosh. Then,
yeah, could you imagine? No. But, he's not a GTA streamer.
I couldn't imagine. Does he, so these streamers that I'm not really in on this streaming, you know, the culture. I don't know who's popular. I don't know who to watch or our streamers.
Yeah,
right. Do they mainly focus on one game or?
Some of them, right? So if you go to Twitch, like right now, I mean, you're going to hear me clicking around. Let's see. Let's go to Twitch right now. And you go down to categories. All right. And you look at the categories. And actually, let me bring this up in a incognito window. So it doesn't bias it towards everything I watch. No. All right. Categories we think you'll like. So Fortnite's number one. Or not number one. I'm sorry. Can I sort this by highest? No, I can't. That's kind of crappy. So Just Chatting is it looks like it's the largest topic, right? Or category.
What is it?
It's called Just Chatting. It's just people sitting around, you know, they'll be like variety streaming or, you know, IRL streaming or something like that. It's literally like a catch-all for everything that's not somebody playing a video game.
Okay. So would you say it's mainly for video games, Twitch?
Twitch, yeah, I would say it's mainly for streaming video games, but that's changing a lot. It's getting into, or that's what it started as. It started mainly as, you know, video game streaming. Now it's a lot more things have, you know, eased their way over there because, you know, there's, you know, things come to where the eyeballs are, and there's getting to be a lot more eyeballs over here. And
yeah.
Esports like League of Legends is broadcasting on Twitch for years now. And it's one of the higher topics. All the esports, they stream on Twitch. People get on there and just play music or, you know, they'll have talk shows. They'll talk politics and whatever. But then there's and categories get broken down even more. Like, you know, there's Just Chatting, like I said. And then there's like the Minecraft category or Valorant or Apex Legends or, you know, COD. You know, one of them. But then there's Grand Theft Auto. And all it says is Grand Theft Auto. Right? So you think it's just people playing Grand Theft Auto online. But you look at how many people are watching. And it's 400. Right now, it's like 460,000 people.
Well, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost 500,000 people watching this category. And granted, that's spread out over in thousands of different streamers, but there are some big streamers in there, right? And there's people in there.
So what's
like XQC? Like right now, XQC is like one of the biggest streamers on Twitch. He's in there. He's got 98,000 people watching him, and he's playing it right now.
My God.
Yeah.
How long has he been doing it? Do you know?
Almost a year or the better part or a little over a year, I think he's been, he dips his toe in it every night. He'll come in, he'll play a little bit, and usually something happens that gets him banned, and then he cries, and then he leaves, he goes and does his ban, and he comes back, and then, or he'll get bored and go play something else and come back. You know, he's kind of on again, off again. He's not a...
He's only been streaming, period, for a year?
Oh, no, XQC's been streaming for forever.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like one of the world's... He played professional Overwatch. He was a Winston main, and then he got banned. I can't remember why he got banned from Overwatch, but he got banned off Overwatch, and could never play it again.
Okay, so these aren't just like your average gamers. These are like professional.
Well, see, this is the thing, though, and see, that's what I was about to say. Like I said, you know, the topic's called Grand Theft Auto, but it's role play that all the people are watching. So what happened is there's some people many years ago I'll say that there's a lot of different Grand Theft Auto roleplay servers and communities. There's a lot of different ones, and some of them are big and some of them are small. But the biggest one by far is called NoPixel, right? It's a Grand Theft Auto roleplaying community. They have a website.
Is this only Grand Theft Auto 5, I take it?
Yes. Okay. Grand Theft Auto 5 roleplay. I think they were messing around with doing Red Dead Redemption 2 roleplay. But it hasn't really caught a lot of traction. There were some people who did okay at it, but there was a lot. It was like, it's not a lot to do. Maybe because it's the Old West and you don't have things like cars and banks and
buildings.
They did good with it. The people who did it, there were people who got in there and they did good. Like they play a sheriff or they play a cattle rustler, but horse thief or something like that. And you'd have this.
But
it was still kind of like,
yeah.
Okay. But it didn't really take off. But Grand Theft Auto Roleplay didn't take off until Summit showed up. So Summit, like, Lord, 4 years ago, I think, maybe more, maybe less, but it was around that time. Summit showed up because he had I think it was one of his mods. His name's Blue, and he's no longer with us. He took his life a couple years ago, but he recommended Summit get on NoPixel and just mess around with it and play the racing scene and get into the racing stuff. Because there's like in the role play world here, there's like a group of guys who they race, and you know, if the cops catch them, it turns into a cop chase and all this other fun stuff, right?
But so they race. Who is Summit?
Summit is a variety streamer. I would call him a variety streamer, but he's good at a lot of different games, and he has a lot of fucking people watching him, a lot.
But he's not really an average player.
No. Either. No. I mean, he's live right now. What's he playing? He's playing... Oh, God. He's playing PUBG, that poor bastard. Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
All the popular streamers are good at playing games, right?
I would say so. I would say they are decent at picking up a game and getting good at it.
Okay. Because I've toyed around with the idea, too. And it was mainly, you know, geared towards, you know, people my age in a very mm-hmm. similar circumstance that I am in. Mm-hmm. Two kids, you know, mm-hmm. trying to raise a family. I only have a certain amount of time to play games.
Right.
And I'm not very good at them. So a lot of the time that I spend playing games is fucking up and verbally bitching about it and, you know, trying to find the quickest way to do something or the easiest way to do something. I mean, I do like a challenge, which is why I love the Dark Souls series. Bloodborne.
Right. Right, you can pick it up, put it down as you need to,
and pick it up, put it down. Extremely challenging. Yeah.
So I mean, there's guys who stream Dark Souls, and there's a couple of them who are, you know, granted they're probably in the top 1% Dark Souls players. They're really, really good. They can do no hit runs and shit like that.
I die like just logging in.
It's the first thing you see, you die. The
first thing that happens, you die.
But yeah, they go. So yeah, you're right. The big names did kind of cause it to pop off. I mean, it had, but admittedly, I didn't know anything about it. Until it got the attention of some of the bigger names on Twitch. And I didn't even see it till Soda Poppin', the degenerate that he happens to be, was playing it. And I don't really watch Soda Poppin' that much, but I seen him play. I was like, is this dude playing Grand Theft Auto? What the fuck is he doing? And I turned it on, and it was just this insane situation where him and an old man who was calling him his grandson were trying to, he was trying to get his grandson a job, and he got him a job at the winery that turns out is an underground drug smuggling operation.
Okay, what? And this you're was right. This was all happening within Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Oh, dude. All right. So let me tell you, it's kind of all the things. Let's rewind a little bit. So you got no pictures, right?
I just hit my head on my microphone.
I know, because it gets big quickly. It's like, holy shit. But so you got all these people logging in, and you have to be approved. You have to send them, you know, your character story and what you want to do and what you see for this character. Like I said, backstory, what their personality is, and what you think you're going to do. And they'll look at it, and then they'll interview you. You know, that's the way it used to be. Now I think they have a separate queue, because it's a queue to get into the server, just to log into it. They have a separate queue for people who just want to pay to get on. And you can throw dollars and dollars and dollars at it and get in the front of that queue and get in and play. And that's kind of their business model. It's how they're making money at it now. But it didn't start out like that. But anyway,
donations.
Yeah, if you pay more money,
you get right. further.
And this isn't paying money to the streamers. This is paying money to the people who own NotePixel.
Okay.
Right.
Well, so when I was researching this, just so people don't think that when we're saying this, you know, it's not warranted. The NotePixel servers. I saw an invoice that. Coy, I think it was.
Coil, one of, yeah, Coil.
Yeah, Coil, yeah. Had posted a $10,000 AMS, or AWS, sorry, AWS receipt. Or an invoice, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was probably for one server for 1 month.
Yeah.
They pay, I mean, they've scaled it out amazingly, because when it started, it could only hold like 50 people at a time. Now it's up to 250 people.
So 250 people playing in the world at the same time.
Yes. Okay. Almost at all times. All across the world. Some people are in Australia.
That's big league. That's good.
Yeah. Some people are in Brazil. Some in the UK. Some in Switzerland, Sweden, a lot in Canada,
That's in one map. One map,
one server.
Okay.
Yep. So, where was I?
Sorry.
So they go. You got a. Oh shit! Really? Where was I? So you got the origins. You got let's see. So you can pay. Okay, I remember where I was. So you can pay to get kind of priority in anyone who wants to pay and come in queue. And then there's a separate queue for people who are approved. And the better role player you are, or, you know, if you get recommended by another role player in there who has higher prio, and prio is short for priority, you can get better priority in the queue, right? And so they have a kind of a weighted priority system where if you have higher priority, you go to the front of the line and you can get into the server easier, right? If you're a nobody, like, you know, if me or you showed up, we would go to the very end of the line and it would be, you know, you'll wait 9-10 hours to get in.
Well,
if you get
in. Would they be giving popular streamers more priority without Absolutely. Having to donate?
Yep.
Okay.
They will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Coyle has been very explicit, and Coyle is the one who owns the server, but he's not the only one who has a vested interest in its success.
Okay.
Because it's a business, right? I mean, they have full-time developers, on and on and on. And so, yeah, they took the code for Grand Theft Auto. They modified it to add all these game mechanics in that, you know, would be useful for role play. And so, like, in game, like, the people, if they know each other's number, they can call each other on the cell phone. If they all have radios and they've agreed on a frequency, they can talk on the radios to each other.
Really?
Yeah, they can send mail to each other. They can, and just to tell you how big this world is and how many different, so like you can have, obviously you have cops and criminals. That's like the very first thing, but it gets a little more complex than that, right? In the cop side, they have a rank structure over there, full on, you know, high command. And then, you know, your middle enlisted, I guess, or middle command, middle enlisted. And then you got your beat cops. And then you got, you know, on the criminal side, you got your gangs, your gang leaders. They have territories. And, you know, just like in gang life, they agree on the different things they can get in. Like, you know, like one of them's doing arms trading, the other one's doing drugs, and the other one's doing money laundering and shit like that. And, you know, they all... You know, they really act like criminals and the cops really act like cops. Now, I'm not going to say they all do it perfectly, right? Because it's still people pretending and it's still within the confines of a video game. So sometimes people act out and do stupid shit and you get banned, right? So there are rules. The admins did. There are rules to this. It ain't just you just show up and do whatever you want, because that wouldn't be fun at all. So, but there are rules. And, at the moment, the rules, like the big bannable rules, like if we catch you doing this and we can prove it, excuse me, Lord, you're going to get banned. You know, depending on how bad it was, you may be a 1-day ban, 3-day ban, 7-day, 1 month, or permanent. Yeah. Also, NoPixel is hooked in pretty tightly to Twitch. Like, they communicate, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the backside. So if you get banned off Twitch, you're automatically banned off NoPixel. All right. They got like a TOS thing. So if you do something stupid on Twitch and get permabanned from Twitch or a 3-day ban from Twitch, that will be reciprocated on NoPixel.
So is everybody that plays this stream as well?
No.
No.
No. And those are often the fucking funniest people, because they kind of act like they got nothing to lose.
Right.
It's like, you know, ban me. I don't care.
So I was wondering.
But they get a lot of leeway.
I was wondering about the kind of, when I was reading about the queue and how they have that set up.
Yeah. So it's pretty complicated.
So if, the world is static, I would imagine. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it restarts twice a day. So there are certain things that get reset. But there are certain assets in the game that persist. Like if you're growing weed, you know, obviously it can't go away, right, just because, right, you know, so wherever you planted it in the world, it's okay, going to persist.
So some things get reset. Mm-hmm. If I blow up a building or something like that, this is a hypothetical. I don't even know if you blow
That's
up
funny
a whole building.
That.
So if I blow up a building, does it get reset?
So the short answer is yes, but in pursuit of role play, like some groups have worked with the developers to be like, look, you know, this is our gang hideout, but you know, we know, you know, and this kind of, it kind of borders on the whole meta thing, which is what I'm going to get into with the rules, but you can work with the developers. And like, if you really, really, really want this building blown up and you want it to show up as, you know, busted down, dilapidated, they can make that happen. And okay, it will persist that way.
Okay.
You know, until you need it to do something else for your story or whatever. And right, it takes a lot of communication. You got to be careful. And it's kind of one of those things, everybody has to agree on it or they just don't do it. Because the number one rule on this, in all of these things, is no metagaming. And so what's metagaming? It's like your character in the world cannot know or react to anything that's not happening in the world, right? Like your character can't magically know that, like if you're a cop character, your character can't know that, you know, old boy over here who happens to be streaming. So you're watching his stream, right, on your other monitor.
You can't watch somebody else's stream and know what they're doing.
Right. Well, your character, you can know, like you can know the person, but your character can't. You can't react, right, to it. You can't do anything.
I wouldn't even watch anybody else's stream.
A lot of them don't. They just don't. They're like, nope, yeah, not watching. They'll watch clips sometimes. But the really good ones don't have any problem with separating that. But the more mature role players don't have any problem separating that. I was like, no, my character doesn't know that. And if you go in their chat and you try to tell them something, you know, that their character doesn't know, and, you know, they'll ban you from their chat. Or they'll at least warn you first. That's meta. Fucking shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know that. And it gets, you know, they take it real serious. It's like, don't metagame. That's like number one golden rule, no metagame.
Now, could someone in-game tell the cops that they have a tip that,
right,
you know, someone else is doing X?
Right. So technically your character learned that in-game.
Okay.
And you're fine to react to it. And so this is like, so not even 3 nights ago. So it was a big drama. It was so fucking funny. Oh, it was so fucking funny. This guy, he's probably one of the most hated cops on the server. His name's Randy Wrangler. And he's sitting there. Yeah, his backstory is hysterical. He's sitting there and, you know, and 911 comes up. It says, we got a, you know, a suspicious guy down here at the casino. It looks like I can't remember what they said. They said he looks like he has a gun. Or he's doing something he's not supposed to be doing. I can't remember what the reason was, but somebody anonymously called in a 911. So he's like, well, let's go check that out. And turns out it's he caught these guys trying to do a heist that they've been planning for like a month and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
He caught them trying to do a heist on the casino. And one of those people involved, though, was XQC.
Oh.
And holy oh fuck, did tens of thousands of people pour into Randy Wrangler's stream and just commenced to shit talking him. It just, you're the worst. You're a metagaming fuck. I hate you. Just somebody sent him death threats. Somebody actually got on Twitter and was like, yo, we're going to beat this guy's ass next time. You know, it gets extremely dramatic, borderline illegal real quick.
Spicy.
Yeah, it gets extremely spicy and it's like, oh my God. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, these guys, they at that level, they're, at least he's prepared for it. He's learned to, his the streamer's name's Penta, and he's such a, we call him our fucker because he's just a fucker, but he's our fucker and we love him.
You gotta have one.
Yeah, that's something I don't think a lot of people understand. It's like, if there's no conflict, there's no story. It's boring.
It's not interesting whatsoever.
No one will give a shit if you don't have conflict and you don't have that person showing up and just shitting in your Cheerios, just shitting in everybody's Cheerios.
Yeah.
As long as he follows the rules and plays the game and plays his character like he's supposed to, then there's no problem. If he metas, then...
Yeah.
And so that's what someone, I've heard, you know, someone else said, like, well, who was the anonymous tip? It's like, you know, just magically somebody just anonymous tip. I was like, well, yeah, you can see it come up in the 911. In the top left, you can, whenever you're playing cop and you're actually a cop, you can see the 911 stream up there. It pops up. You
know, it doesn't matter. If somebody gives them a tip in game, it's in game. Like, it's not on the cop.
Technically, yes. And so if they raise a big enough stink on it, the admins, and there are admins, and they will go look, and you know, they will go find out if whoever sent it were metagaming.
But that's not on Randy. That's not on Randy Wrangler.
He's about to go pump them up. That's what he says. Yeah. I'm about to go pump these guys.
that makes me think of. And I don't mean to derail us here, or go down a different track or anything like that. But you remember the movie Gladiator, right?
Well, hell yeah.
You remember how much of a fucking prick Commodus was? He was a fucking prick. And yeah. Joaquin Phoenix did such a good job playing just a fucking pussy. Just using his power, you know, like just. You know, and
no honor, no real strength, just authority. No
real strength, exactly. And you hated him so much, and you wanted mm-hmm. him to just die in the worst imaginable way,
right?
And that's get what everything that was coming to him. Yes, that's exactly what makes a movie good.
That's why you gotta have your Draco Malfoys.
Yeah.
You gotta have your who was the little king prick in fucking Game of Thrones? Joffrey.
Joffrey, yeah.
Joffrey. You gotta have your Joffreys, those people you just fucking hate that represents the struggle. And Randy Wrangler is absolutely the struggle bus.
Yes.
He fucks them, and the thing about it is, Penta's actually pretty intelligent. He's quick. If you ever watch him stream, he's fucking quick. He's quick on his feet. He's really sharp wit, and he's also pretty good at, because he said when he made the character, he said, I probably watched probably 100 hours of what was that? It was not Cops, but it was the cop NCIS. Show. Where No. It was like real cops interrogating people. And he's like, he studied interrogation. He read some stuff on how to interrogate people, interrogation techniques. And he fucking uses that shit. And he gets them the fuck up constantly. All the time. And so, like I was going to say earlier, like there's cops and criminals. All right. So we covered those. There's lawyers. There's people who play lawyers, and some of them are actual lawyers in real life. And there's people who play judges. There's people who play real estate agents, taxis, tow truck drivers, garbage men. What else? Oh! There were people who work at restaurants. They serve food. They own the restaurant. They're the restaurateur.
So what happens if you get busted?
Busted?
You get caught.
Oh, okay. You get caught by the cops, right? Yeah. So obviously, you know, they can't put your character in jail for say the offense is
30 years.
Yeah, 30-year sentence, right? And they're gonna put you in there till 2052 or 2053 or whatever. They're not gonna do that. So in game, if I remember right, so they'll sentence you to, you know, 10 months at Bolingbrook Penitentiary. That's the jail. That's the prison in the end game. They'll send you to 10 months in Bolingbrook. Well, that's 10 minutes in game.
Okay.
Right. Or it's 10 minutes or 10 hours. Yeah. I think it's 10 minutes. I think the point is it's scaled way down.
Right.
So if
right.
you get 30 years, that I think that's 30 days. So I think a year is to a day and a month is to a minute.
And they take all your money?
Well, not all of it. They have set fines for things. They'll be like, it's a $10,000 fine. You pay them.
Okay.
You go do your time. And then there's a whole thing. There's this whole group of people. Their characters are lifers, right? There's this whole separate queue to get on the server. And your character lives in prison. It's a lifer character. Right?
And do they, so, who says that they're lifers?
Well, you have to sign up for that. Yeah, it's you agree to that. It's like, I'm going to make a character. He's a lifer at the prison. And you interface with the, all right, so there's a Department of Corrections, the jail guards. Right. And all they do is guard the jail and deal with the prisoners and all that shit. They role play that out. And then, you got your, you go to jail and, they do your mugshot, they send you off. And, you know, depending on the situation, how many people's on the server, how many cops they got, and how big the criminal is. Because there is a game mechanic for just, I hit this button and you appear in prison now. Bye. Right. But sometimes they'll do a transport. It's like, no, we got to take them to prison. And it kind of gives the gangs or whatever the chance to break them out and get them away.
Okay.
And so they'll RP that shit out. And it's hilarious. It's so fucking funny.
And what happens if you die?
All right. So what happens if you die? So in game, if you ever watch it, something can happen. It can be silly or serious. And, your character will be quote unquote dead. And they'll say it at the bottom of your screen. And that's from the original Grand Theft Auto. You're dead. And, 300 seconds to resurrect yourself. Right. So it is big no-no to res yourself in game, unless they're doing, extenuating circumstances like
metagaming.
There are reasons to actually do it. Like some of the admins will do it sometimes. If it's, let's just say you can't do it because explaining all the reasons why some of them have done it in the past, it gets stupid and they're so rare and not worth explaining. But the point is, you really can't res yourself. Now, say someone shoots you down, right? They put a gun in your head and they're like, I'm going to kill you. And they pull the trigger, and at that point, it's up to you whether or not you want to perma-kill your character, right?
Okay.
So you can. So what's going to happen next is the game is going to send out an EMS call to call the paramedics. That's another group of people. We got the paramedics and the doctors and the surgeons, and the paramedics are going to come and they're going to find your body. And they're going to be talking to you. Hey, are you okay? They're going to be asking you, as in your character, are you okay? What happened? And you can either respond or you can do a, you can emote like slash me, has bad wound on his forehead and unresponsive. And the paramedic role plays with that. And they're like, oh God, he's not responsive. Let's get him on the truck. And they load you up and they take you to the hospital. Right.
Okay.
And then it's just that back and forth until you just, until you decide whether or not you actually want to kill your character. Or if you want to say, they found a pulse, magically, a miracle. So there are rules. There are rules around that, right?
Right.
There are rules around that. So if you die like that, you're not allowed to remember. You have amnesia for the last 6 hours or something like that. So you don't remember the events that led to your death. You don't remember who did it. You can't be like, oh, that son of a bitch killed me, and then go get him and get revenge. No.
But you do know that you died.
You do know you died.
But you don't know. You can remember some things. Murder or
right
accident. Okay.
Right, right. Because that kind of prevents people from kind of metagaming. Be like, no, I'm not gonna let you kill me. Then I'm just gonna come back and kill you, and then I win, and then you lose.
But other people would know. Right?
Oh yeah, especially if you stream, you're definitely gonna know. But well, then no, the other no, people.
Let's say that I was role playing as a. Another cop, and I right. saw Randy Wrangler get shot down by somebody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From
yeah,
okay.
So that can happen. Yeah, and so what will happen then is they'll role play out attempted murder on the person you saw do it because
okay,
Randy Wrangler didn't actually die, so it's just attempted murder.
Right.
So it's okay. Real big when there's actually a murder charge because that means somebody decided to perma.
Oh.
And yeah, yeah. Somebody actually permed their character and, the cops got to, role play that out.
Go to jail for 20 minutes.
Right. Well, they'll hit you with 30 years and that pisses them off. Especially if they're a big streamer, that means, oh, your character's stuck in prison for 30 days.
Oh, and, God.
Yeah. They get real pissed about that. this is where it gets IRL bad. And it's like, okay, well, don't murder people then. It's like,
right.
If you don't want that shit to happen.
Didn't mean to murder them. Maybe right. You just shot them in the leg, but, yep. You know, they wrote a play that the bullet hit a fucking femoral artery, and I die.
Right. So there was one that happened, was that 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? This other character Penta plays called Mike Block, which is extremely controversial because Mike Block is a black man and Penta is not. And everybody gets all mad. But he took two people hostage and he made them kidnap somebody, bring them back to this house. And he's like, I'm going to shoot you if you don't shoot him, dog. And they're like, I don't want to. He's like, I'm going to fucking shoot you. And then I'm going to shoot him. So you can kill him or I can kill both of you. So that person shot that other person. And he went, damn, I didn't think you'd do it. And then he ran off. And then about that time, the fucking cops show up. They bust him. He goes to jail. Well, he got found guilty of murder, I think. But it was a reduced sentence. And it was like 6 or 7 years. Or it was like 15 years, 7 years probation, and, you know, $150,000 fine or something like that. So his character had to actually go to prison for 7 days. And so he was like, well, I'll just play Randy Wrangler for a second. And that's the other thing. A lot of people get fucking pissed because they only play one character. They don't have another character they can go get on and keep playing. So like a lot of streamers, especially the big ones, they got all their eggs in one basket. And if they get caught, they have to go to prison. Well, they fucking mauled out and, you know, lose their shit because it's going to fuck up their role play. And that hits them in the real world. That hits them in the money, real world, because, you know, nobody wants to watch you stand around in prison for, you know, four days. No one's going to watch that on Twitch. So they'll go watch something else. Well, now you're mad because you're losing real world money. Because you did this thing in this fake world. It's because everybody's role playing.
Yeah.
You see how it gets nasty quick.
Yeah.
So they all freak out. And it's just, and you know, the people who've been role playing on NoPixel since, God, it started as an ARMA server and then it swapped over to GTA 5. And
wow.
Yeah. It's been around for a while. But, yeah. Yeah. So there's, I was going to explain the rules though, too. So obviously, meta's the golden rule. No metagaming. And then there's NVL. It's called not valuing your life. So if somebody sticks a gun in your face and you just punch them.
Oh, I see.
Right. You're not valuing your life.
You're not really role playing. Right. So much,
you're doing something you wouldn't actually do. And somebody sticks a gun in your face, real life, you're like, dude, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. I'll do whatever you say. Just don't fucking shoot me. So you doing shit like that, that's going to get you a ban. Then there's RDM called Random Death Match. That's just killing people at random for no reason whatsoever. Some people try to do this serial killer thing. It's like, oh, no, I'm playing a serial killer. It's like, well, your serial killer needs to have a reason, you know. It can't just be I'm school shooting, but the whole city.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's kind of lame. And then there's vehicle death match. That's just running people over with your car for no reason.
Well, look.
Yeah. That one isn't enforced quite as, you know, strict as the other two or the three.
I've played GTA and these people running walk people around, over
is how it works. Okay.
They walk around all the fucking time, okay?
Right.
They're out
so
in the
there
middle
are
of the fucking street.
Yeah. So if you ever watch it, there'll be. I should have done like a glossary of terms to keep up with. But there's a term called locals. You know, all these fucking locals out here standing around. It's NPCs, right? So you're not really punished for doing anything to them.
Oh,
really.
I got you. So I could just run over 20 or 30 NPCs and nobody would
care. If you
just
run over quote-unquote locals, no one's going to, unless somebody really, really wants to role play that out hard.
No
one's going to say or do anything.
Yeah.
It's whatever you're fucking up someone else's role play.
That's
right?
Fair. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's kind of the same way it is here in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just running over these stupid-ass people standing around not doing shit.
Right. They're not doing anything. You know, I'm running, I'm going through town. It's like 1 p.m. Everybody, you know, should be at work. If you're crossing the street, you're obviously not at work. And
right.
I'm not at work because I'm driving down the street. But if I run you over, then it's okay. Nobody's going to care.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the major rules. No metagaming, no random deathmatch, no vehicle deathmatch, no not valuing your own life in-game, in roleplay. You need to value your life and act like your life matters, that it matters if you die. So
what about kids? Do they have kids?
Oh, no. All right, so no kids. You can't role, you can't RPS somebody under 18. Incidentally, Penta does have a character who is 14, but the I believe the lore is there. He's actually like 21, but he thinks he's 14.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because he's one of those, he's got a helmet on permanently.
Yeah, yeah.
And his name is Jimmy. My name is Jimmy. He sells drugs and shit, and he acts like he's, yeah, it's a whole thing.
So do you have to log in every so often, or you just get taken off
you'll the lose, list
of people who can play?
You'll lose priority if you don't log in enough. So they won't delete you and ban, or you know, delete your ass. They'll just drop your priority down if you're not rolling in. So there's some people that show up every 30 days or whatever, and they're great role players. They just don't come around as much. They got real life stuff going. They got real jobs and shit. So but they still so like to get on
a,
and role play.
You have a queue of, what'd you say it was, 250?
Well, that's the maximum people that can be in the game. There's the queue can be, you know, there can be 250, 300 people waiting on the 250 people in the game to
I'm sure it takes a long time. So when they actually
there's over 1,000 people like signed up for it.
When they actually do get in the game, they probably don't leave the game for some time.
Right.
Once you leave, that's it, right?
Right. You know, it's just like any other, you got to get back in.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other one, obvious rule, no glitching the mechanics. So if they catch you glitching, because there's easy-ass mechanics that you can use to walk through walls and shit. But and if you use that to get out of a situation or something, they'll ban you for that.
Right. So yeah, somebody's in prison and then all of a sudden they
because what you can do, walls. Yeah, what you can do is you back up to a, or you walk up to like a jail cell, walk up to the bars. And you just turn around and put your characters back to it. Then you do like a sit emote and then the stand up emote.
And then you're just, outside.
Yeah, you're outside the gate. I win.
I wish I could see like real life imitating art. So you know, like a bunch of prisoners like trying to do that shit on security camera.
Man, dog, if I just sit down right here.
If I sit down right here and then stand up, I'll be outside.
I win. So yeah, there's a lot of other words and phrases and you know, just vernacular that I think that's unique to sometimes I don't know if it's unique to GTA RP or if it's just Twitch memes or Twitch words, but.
So are there any streamers that don't show their face? How do I get into streaming, but I don't show my face?
Okay. Yeah, there are. There's a bunch of them. I've never seen their face.
But the most popular ones probably do show their face.
I'd say that's fair. That's a fair statement. The more popular ones, we know they don't show it the whole time. They don't leave a camera up on their face. Most of them don't. Some of them do. Most of them don't. But they will show their face every now and then. Like one I'm watching right now, I have no idea what he looks like. No idea at all. He's fucking
not that I really would want to stream. I'm not a very good gamer. I love playing games, but I'm not very good at it. I don't know if anybody would want to watch it because all I do is complain about dying.
That character is on there. Fucking dude. People just show up, bitch. One, boom. It can be entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, if you're entertaining when you're bitching about something, then yeah.
It I think that would be the only reason I could probably have a place, you know, a remote chance at anybody finding me entertaining in role play, is because, you know, a lot of people try to do the Southern accent thing and it sounds awful.
Oh,
it's like, holy crap, your accent.
That's true. There's that's always cringe. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so cringe listening to somebody do a fake Southern accent. Yeah, brother. That's the one they love doing. Yeah, brother. It's like, oh my God. You know, we don't say that.
We don't say that. I've like the Southern people or the Southern accent I've heard imitated online. I've maybe only heard something remotely close to that maybe once or twice in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, that was like,
and it's
rare.
Yeah, it is rare. And it's funny to me. And it's the same for Hollywood when actors or whatever try to do a Southern accent. It's like, oof, that's so cringe.
Oh yeah.
That is
I've heard some bad ones. Yeah.
Worst of all being, I think would be Forrest Gump. It's like, what? I know he was like LD or whatever, but it just hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's hard to listen to. But whatever. It's like if you ask me to do a Boston accent, I'm over here like, got my car, I'm going to get some chowder.
Right, yeah.
Everybody, if you're right now in Boston and you're hearing me say this, you're going, oh my God, no, please stop.
Yeah, please stop.
And you should. You should be that way.
Nobody in Boston sounds this way.
I'm not saying don't impersonate people or try to do accents. I'm just saying I would have a niche.
Yeah, you would.
Being an authentic, actual fucking redneck.
You may be able to take this to the moon. this may be your thing.
God knows there aren't many of us. I think there's one other one I've seen on there. I think he was born in Tennessee, moved to LA, and then he's moved back to Tennessee, and he can do one pretty good. And I think it's just because he was born in it.
Yeah.
And he's kind of coming back to it.
And so are there any popular streamers, period, that have a Southern accent? You know, I'm trying to think.
I'm sure there are, because there's so many people who stream, but the one that just like instantly comes to my mind is Tim the Tap Man.
Yeah.
And his isn't as thick as mine. It's like I can hear his and go, okay, that's a real Southern accent. So wherever he's at, that's how they sound, and it's real. I can hear the vowels are kind of drawn out.
Yeah.
And you can tell it. You know it when you hear it. But his isn't like, I mean, I'm sure people hear me and they're like, this guy, this can't be his real voice. This has to be a bit, right? This is a bit. It's like, no. Right.
Well, this isn't the you know, disclaimer, this isn't our real voices. Chode House is completely comical.
We're doing fantastic accents.
Everything we say is a lie. These are made up accents. We're actually British. And like Cockney, that's how we talk. Really.
I'll tell you what, who can do pretty good Southern accents, and that's Australian people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can hit a pretty good, they can do a pretty good one, because I think theirs is pretty close to ours, just on its own. We just don't say cunt as much as they do.
Yeah. Well, they say it every other word.
They do. It's like that's like the sound their lungs make when it breathes. What the fuck? Love y'all, the Lord of mercy. They get into it.
I love hearing Australian people bitch about something.
It's awesome. I love how they call everybody legendary. You're a fucking legend.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Yeah. I won't go right now, but I'd, you know, if they, if they get their act together,
I think whenever last time I looked, it's a 24-hour travel process. Yeah.
My brother did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been in Australia. Mm-hmm. I've been to England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. I went to the whole UK.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't go to Ireland or Scotland.
Yeah.
But I was up there. I've been to Amsterdam, Rome, Switzerland, Paris, Barcelona. Favorite place to go to is Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can, I got some good tales from there. I'll save that.
That might be another podcast.
Yeah, be another podcast. Tell you about my travels. But I love traveling, man. I definitely like to experience other cultures, but the history is what really gets me interested in being in other places. Because I mean, United States history is interesting too, but mainly
it's just pretty short.
It's short, yeah. It's short.
We got a couple hundred years, and that's that. It's like you know, like before even, then, it was who knows.
Yeah, even going to Rome, you know, like it certainly doesn't go back as far as, let's say, Jerusalem.
Almost. You know?
Well, yeah, almost. That's true. That's true. That's true.
I mean,
there's so much.
Yeah, yeah. Rome goes way back.
Yeah, way back.
Egypt goes back a little further.
Yeah,
I'm not a history major. If there's people, they're probably hearing this going, "No, wrong. Neck. Shut up."
Yeah.
Please.
You fucking redneck.
Y'all don't know shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
You are correct. Sorry.
Yeah. That's why it's called Chode House. It's all a joke.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I'll definitely tell you about that sometime. But I love traveling. It's cool. I feel like it's important. It's important.
Yeah, it is.
Not just international travel, you know, like people often, you know, romanticize about, let's go to Paris, you know, or let's go to, Florence, Italy, you know, something romantic like that. Like there are romantic places here in the United States as well. Right. Like go to Lake Tahoe and tell me it's not, you know, as beautiful as anything that was made by man.
See, that's something I want to go check out before it fucking explodes and kills us all is Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to go see it before it murders everyone on the planet.
Yeah, murders every man, woman, and child on the planet.
It's on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to derail us there.
It does work in because there's so many people from so many different cultures. Like I said, across the whole world, you got people in Australia, New Zealand, Spain,
all playing on this no pixel thing. Right?
Yeah. You have some of them speaking English. Okay. Some of them, you know, speaking their language to each other. And granted, really? when they come up with the cops, they gotta figure out some English real quick.
Okay. That's what I was about to say. That's kind
of
odd.
But some of the cops can tear off in Spanish or Portuguese and Swiss.
But I mean, is it mainly geared towards English?
Or? That's the majority. Okay. I mean, that's the majority on Twitch, too. I mean, that's just the majority of people on Twitch.
But I mean, if I join in the game, am I going to see text in my native language?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Man, that is so cool.
It is cool.
So there's no pixel, Eclipse, Those are the only two I remember when I was looking at the list, trying to see, because I was really interested in how many people they were actually hosting on one server.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got into, you know, how much it was costing Coil to do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was like $10,000 a month. And so that there must be just a massive amount of, you know, people getting on these servers.
Yep.
But I mean, if you've got 250 on at a time, or maybe that is that one server?
Mm-hmm.
250 people?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That sounds like a lot of money for one server hosting 250 people constantly over a month. It's a
very scaled out server. She is beefy. And they still have a test server where the developers test shit. They test different mechanics and assets they want to add to the game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it could be that too. You know, they got a separate one just for testing and whatnot.
Man, so that makes me think about how much these fucking companies are paying for these MMORPG servers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you roll your own. You don't pay it to Amazon.
Yeah.
It'll be cheaper to just fucking hire an IT team and do it yourself.
So I wonder why they haven't done that already. If this costs them 10 grand a month, and that's for one server, does NoPixel just have that one server?
I don't know. This is where we need Snow.
Yeah.
He would know more about that.
Yeah. I may ask him next time. So that's that, not that I want to roll my own by any means, but I don't know, I'm interested in the technical shit, but yep. Well, I mean, that was good info, because I didn't know half that shit, or how, you know, the technicalities behind it.
And, yeah, it's pretty if you start watching it, don't get discouraged if you're just like, I don't know what's happening. Well, obviously, if it's not entertaining, if you don't find it in the least bit entertaining, well, then fucking find something else to do. If it's at least not making you laugh. But
yeah,
do know that the people who are doing it are, you know, they're the rules they're having to play by. And a lot of time there's a reason why they're doing things they're doing. And it may not be obvious sometimes, but, you know, once you know the rules and, you know, the protocols around everything, it's like, okay, well, I see. Okay, that makes sense then.
I think it's much more, it would be much more entertaining to watch a role play server than just a server where people are doing fuck all.
Right. Yeah. That's GTA Online, right? That's just people running missions and, you know, killing each other indiscriminately for no reason. No story, no reason why. Yeah. I mean, okay. And then those people do show up and try to play, and they get mad when they lose, and they try to throw a fit, and then they get banned. And then the people who want to role play. Because the point of the server, a lot of people forget, you know, if they get killed, they get mad. Or if they get their shit taken by the cops, they get mad. Or the cops will get mad because the criminal did a thing, they outsmarted them and got away. It's like, the point is not to win. The point is to tell a cool story.
Right.
And entertain people with that story. Yeah. Mostly entertain yourself. So, you know, you got to understand it's about the story. It's not about getting the W. So,
getting those dubs.
Yeah, that gets lost a lot. But
that's
what it's all about. It's all about the story. And if you get to watching it enough and you get caught up, and it's like fucking soap operas. You get a silly ass soap opera.
I am 100% down with video game soap operas.
Give it a shot. Join the 500,000.
Or
join us.
I will. Probably will, for sure. For the listeners out there, if you are not entertained by this, please just, you know, share it. Whatever, you know. Even if you weren't entertained, I don't care. Just give it a like. God. It's just a fucking click. Like, give it a thumbs up.
Click something. Jesus.
Click something. God. But thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.